They do an awful lot of dancing, the dead.
They do an awful lot of dancing, the dead.
It's very comforting, perpetual serenity and such.
It's very comforting, and yet you can't put up with just so much.
There's an awful lot of dancing instead, down here among the dead.
They give an awful lot of banquets, the dead. You turn around, another table is spread.
And if you don't become habituated quickly, it's a bore.
Always eating something which you ate the bacchanal before.
And what's the remedy for being overfed?
One guess among the dead.
They do an awful lot of laughing, the dead. There's always just that little smidgen of dread.
Most any person in a panic don't tell everlasting noise. So they tell everlasting anecdotes which everyone enjoys.
Since no one listens to what anyone has said.
A lot of drinking, the dead.
They have a truly endless evening ahead.
The time is always right and fitting when you pour another round.
Because it's nighttime and we're meeting when you're sitting underground.
What with the dancing and the eating and the laughing and the drinking,
there's no problem in retreating from the awkwardness of thinking.
An ever-present smidgen of dread.
Down here among the dead light.
Suddenly, we heard a commotion. The entire crowd of revelers came bursting through the doors of the palace in a terrible state. It seems that Shaw, never a great admirer of Shakespeare in the first place, and besotted by both my adoration and my wine, had started wittily but relentlessly attacking Shakespeare's plays. Of course, everyone immediately took sides, and it was up to me, as god of drama, to prevent bloodshed. I proposed a duel between the two. Not with weapons, but with words. And to this end, we invoked the Muses.